Aim your ear towards East Lansing, towards Michigan State University, and chances are you might hear something like this. That's the trumpet player of Etienne Charles off of his latest album, Creole Soul. Etienne Charles is a trumpeter from Trinidad. He studied music at Florida State and Juilliard, and now he's an associate professor of jazz studies at Michigan State University. He's a recording artist, he's a composer and arranger, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Tell us, how did you discover jazz?
I discovered jazz pretty late, actually. I started listening to recordings seriously when I was in University of Florida State. But I had two jazz CDs growing up. When I was 14, my cousin gave me a Wynton Marsalis CD. And then when I was 15, a gentleman by the name of Lester Marter gave me a Monty Alexander CD.
What spoke to you?
Both of them were beautiful. The Wynton record I had was a record of mostly ballads. And then the Monty one, I'm from Trinidad, so Monty's record, they were playing reggae, they were playing Bob Marley tunes. And one of my mentors, Bugsy Sharp, was actually on that recording. So that was also something that drew me to that record as well.
And what was it that made you decide that you really wanted to make jazz your life's work?
When I heard Lee Morgan's trumpet on Blue Train, I was a freshman in college at Florida State University, and I heard the sound of Lee Morgan on the track was actually Blue Train. It's the first track of the CD.
Uh-huh.
And that moment was when I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to play. This music, this style, improvisation, soul, feeling. It immediately hit all of these different chords in my head, and I was hooked.
And what brought you to Michigan State and to East Lansing?
It was an interview, actually.
Ah.
I had heard through the grapevine that they were looking for a new jazz trumpet professor. And I sent in a resume and a CD. And I got a phone call saying that they wanted me to come out and interview. And I did an interview, and I had to stand in front of the class and teach. And I had to run a rehearsal. And I had to play a little bit with the professor that night. And they called me the next day and said that they wanted me to move out to East Lansing.
And here you are.
And here I am 4 years later.
Now, your latest album, Etienne, Creole Soul, was lavished with praise in the New York Times for being accessible to audiences beyond your close followers and students. The Van Ratliff's review writes, there are fewer moments concerned with showing off jazz school chops. It's easy to listen to, which could and should extend his appeal. Etienne, was that a conscious choice you made as you were developing Creole Soul?
I don't believe so. I honestly don't think so. I write music based on what I'm listening to and what I'm working on. And believe it or not, my ideas for my tunes come from as far and wide as my family to what field recorders I'm listening to. I might be working on a type of chord with a student. You know, it's all of these different things that happen. And so when I was working on the record, I never sat down to calculate, because that's not what we do as artists. As an artist, you think about your art. You think about what it is you're trying to, what are you trying to paint with music. And the record, you know, it came out exactly the way I wanted it to with respect to what we play and how we play together as a band. And I think that the sound of it not being a jazz chops show off record, I think that's, to me, it might show a bit of maturity on our part as a band, that we're no longer thinking about individual sounds and we're now thinking about a group sound.
And painting a group picture with your sounds. What are some of the musical and cultural influences that went into Creole Soul?
Creole Soul, the musical influences, okay, so on track one, Creole, there's definitely, I was in Haiti the beginning of 2012 when the first inspiration came for that recording. I had been playing in a Haitian band called Jazz Racine Haiti, and I was listening to field recordings. I listened to a lot of field recordings.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to Rara. I was listening to a specific Congo groove, and I sat down on my conga drums and started playing along. And then I turned the recording off, kept playing, started trying to sing a couple ideas, and a theme came. From the theme, we got the rest of the tune. But as you can tell, it's not just a pure Haitian groove. You know, there's definitely some open sounding elements, and there's definitely some 70s jazz influences. Herbie Hancock is a big influence on me. And then we put it all together. There's definitely calypso influence on the folks. It's written for my parents. There's also, a little bit of Stevie Wonder R&B influence in that tune, as well as in Roots. Roots is written based on a Martinican groove. My great-grandfather, his name was Clément Mont-Louis, and he was from Martinique. He moved to Trinidad when he was very little. And so I decided, once I learned that he was Martinican, I decided that I needed to, connect with the music of where he was from. So I started doing a little bit of study of those grooves, and that's, Roots came out of that. It was the first tune that we wrote for the album.
Hmm.
There's also heavy reggae influence. We recorded You Don't Love Me in a reggae style, very similar to the idea that Don Penn had. And we did Turn the Lights Down Low by Bob Marley.
Now, speaking of your new album, Creole Soul, let's take a listen to the song Roots. Kinds of influences wrapped up in Creole Soul. I'm speaking with Etienne Charles. He's a trumpet player, recording artist, composer, arranger, and he's associate professor of jazz studies at Michigan State University. His newest album is Creole Soul. Etienne, when as you're teaching at Michigan State, I'm wondering what kind of influence have your students had on you?
Oh, my students have probably more influences on me than I do on them, simply because they are the ones with the fresh ideas. I learned so much music because of them, so even records that I've listened to before and learned before, I go back to listen to after teaching them a lesson and hear something new. Or just a new approach to the instrument, to the trumpet, a new idea for improvisation. So to me, some of the most fun is when I'm getting to sit at the piano and just listen and imitate what's coming out from them, because, they talk, youth is a fountain of ideas, and the university is a great collection of young minds, and then minds to guide them. And so I feel very lucky. I'm definitely heavily influenced by them.
Let's talk about jazz in general, Etienne. What do you say to people who say to you, oh, you play jazz? I'm sorry, I just don't get it.
That's a great question. I was on a flight once, and a lady told me that she didn't get jazz. And I said, well, what is it to you? She said, I went to the show once. These guys told me they were playing jazz. And I didn't really understand what was going on, and they didn't really say anything, and they left. And so, I just started singing to her, and I had her sing to me. She sang her favorite song to me.
Okay.
I said, okay, just change it a little bit, and just embellish the melody, color it your own way. And immediately it sparked in her head, and I said, that's what it is. It really is an exchange. It's an exchange of ideas. And being from the Caribbean, we've come up playing a lot of dance music, a lot of reggae, calypso, salsa, merengue, bachata, cumbia, etc. And so, and there are many, many different types of, this improvisational music that people call jazz. So many people associated with one thing. And, that's part of our job as musicians, is to enlighten and educate people about the many different colors of this music. Because there's so many people I meet that say, I can't listen to jazz without falling asleep. But at the end of the day, it's about a feeling, and it's about conveying your feeling through sound.
And what do you want to give to your audiences anytime you step out on a stage or you step into a recording studio?
I try to give them me. I'm not trying to be anybody else. I'm trying to give them me based on who I am and what's influencing me and what I'm going through. And I try to give them a good time. I try to, you know, I try to take them out of their world and bring them into a different world. Actually, I try to, it's almost like I try to say, okay, let's go on this journey together. I'm not specifically bringing you into my world, but I am trying to take you out of yours. And, you know, just for an hour, just for an hour and a half, just come and go on a trip. We might end up in the Caribbean. We might end up in Germany.
Who knows? In fact, you're headed to the Middle East for a large number of shows in October, at least according to your website. You're going to Qatar?
I am going to Qatar 2 weeks.
Quite a few gigs. And I'm curious what audiences outside the U.S. are like when it comes to sitting down and listening to the jazz you play.
Believe it or not, outside of the U.S., a lot of the audiences are not seated.
Oh.
Yeah. I did a concert in Morocco for 80,000 people with a group called the same Haitian group, Jazz Racine Haiti. We did the Ganawa Festival, and there was not one chair.
Wow.
80,000 people standing in the square bouncing up and down. I think a lot of people need to remember that this music, at the core, is a dance music.
That's true.
And that we're playing music for people to bounce.
And they're doing it, especially if there's no chairs. Tell us your thoughts, Etienne Charles. How important is jazz to our national arts heritage?
I mean, to me, jazz is the anthem of the American experience. You know, it is 100% the sound of democracy. And by that, I mean that the music comes together and the music happens at its best when many different ideas come into one sound. And at the core, that's what America is, except it's people from different countries, different backgrounds, different religions, different walks of life. And they've come together in this one magical new place. And the ideas that have shaped this country come from different cultures. And so, to me, jazz, and I am not American. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, seeing America from the outside, anytime I think of America and the evolution of this country, I naturally think of jazz, simply because the music has grown based on many different cultures coming in the same way the country has grown based on different cultures coming in. And it's almost like a soundtrack in a way. But a live soundtrack, because as something and anytime events happened in the country, the music changed. You know, so when the civil rights movement happened, the music changed.
Yeah.
And then as a result of the music changing and musicians, you know, protest songs, people like Charles Mingus and Max Roach and Abby Lincoln, and then they come and they start, you know, a movement as well. So it's naturally related, and it could be during good and bad times. You know, people talk about the Depression and how it affected music, and then the war, and how it affected musicians, and so it goes on and on.
And will continue to do so. Etienne Charles, trumpet player, recording artist, composer, arranger, and associate professor of jazz studies at Michigan State University. His newest album is Creole Soul. Etienne will be performing September 12th in Lansing and also September 14th in Carytown in Ann Arbor. And we've put a link to his website on ours at michiganradio.org so you can check out tour dates and also information on Creole Soul. Etienne Charles, I hope I'm sitting on a plane next to you so you could get me singing. You would be a fun plane partner.
Oh, I think it'll be fun. Let's plan a trip.
You got it. Etienne, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you. Take care.